This is the Unseminary Podcast. Stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
Hey, listeners. My name is Vanessa, the host of the Unseminary Podcast, where we talk about the stuff you wish they taught in seminary. I'm joined by the founder of Unseminary, Rich Birch. Hey, Rich, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so pumped. We have been planning for this whole month at Unseminary for quite a while, and I'm super excited to kind of get it actually launched today. So excited for that.
Is it like new year, new you?
Exactly. You know, this is the time of year where I think a lot of us are, you know, naturally kind of looking back and kind of reflecting on this last year. I know as you kind of demarcate into this new year, a lot of times we think, where was our church a year ago? Where were we a year ago? Where do we want to be a year from now? And so we're taking all month to talk about church growth because I, you know, one of my convictions is I want to help churches grow. I want to help them take steps forward. And so we've doing stuff all month long that's really focusing just on church growth. So that's really what we're trying to kick the new year off with.
Awesome. Well, today we're going to talk about the article you wrote, 7 Facts About Church Growth That Will Make You Think Twice.
Yeah, I'm super, this will be good. We're going to jump into this. And for folks that are listening in, at the end of this month, we're going to do something really special. We have got a 3-part free video series that's Ooh. All about church growth. And we're wanting to get kind of people warmed up for that, getting excited for that series. And we shot it in last year. It was like legit. We like actually had a film crew, all that stuff. Ooh. And I'm excited. What we're trying to do is pack kind of a bunch of help for everyone who's following on seminary to think about this year. All month, we want to kind of be talking about that, getting people lined up for that. But if you want to make sure that you're getting not only the 3-part video series that's coming out near the end of the month, but then also all the other resources, all you need to do is open the Messenger app on your phone. You can actually do that while we're listening. And all you got to do is text church growth, just one whole word, to 44222. And that'll ask you, you'll get your email and all that. And then that'll make sure you're getting all of these resources. We're packing an entire month full of resources, including today's first article. So I'd love for you to do that. Again, that's just the word, all one word, church growth, to 44222. And that'll get you in, and it'll make sure that by the time we get to the end of the month with that 3-part video series that you'll get that as well. So do that today. We'd love for you to do that.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's dive into this article.
Yeah. So 94%, what we're talking about here is 4 facts about church growth. These are kind of bare minimum facts that you need to know. I know a lot of church leaders are listening in and they think, man, I wish we had more people at our church. They frankly look out on a Sunday morning and they're like, there's just too many empty chairs here. And so what these facts are really ones that I think all of us should be thinking about, wrestling through. And the first one is that 94% of all churches are losing ground against the growth of the communities they serve. Now, if you've been around for Unseminary very long, you've heard me say this number before. And actually, if you go to the article, we've got all the links. There's a bunch of facts in today's article. We've got the links to the actual facts. So these aren't, this is not like, you know, 62% of all statistics are made up. You can actually, you know, look at the source, dig into them there. But the amazing thing about this statistic is a lot of times people have heard the other kind of version of this, which is 80% of churches are plateaued or in decline, which is actually more encouraging than this statistic, because actually the majority of statistics or the majority of churches that are growing aren't growing as quickly as the communities they serve. And so the problem with that is over time, the message of Christ is losing ground in our community. And so we want to do something about that here this month, and we want to help your church take steps forward. But that's the first kind of fact that I want you to really think through, be thinking about in your community.
Okay, this one kind of blows my mind a little bit. Only 2% of people in your church will invite a friend this year unless you do something about it.
Yeah, so this, at the core of everything we talk about church growth here at Unseminary really revolves around this one number, 2%. So in most churches, only 2% of people will invite someone in this coming year, which is super sad. Like that's super hard. And so, you know, and that doesn't mean that those people that they invite actually end up coming, because there's some sort of drop-off rate from there as well. So the important thing is the difference between churches that aren't growing and are growing is their folks are attacking this number. They're figuring out ways to ensure that the people in their church invite friends. And so this you know, statistic should kind of haunt us, and we should be thinking through what can we do to make our church more invitable? What kind of tools and resources and encouragement and motivation do we need to give to our people to actually get them to invite friends this coming year?
83% of unchurched people will attend a church if a friend invited them.
Yeah, just think about that statistic one more time. Just to reread that. So 83% of unchurched people, people who don't attend church on a regular basis, they would attend church if a friend invited them. Now if you take the previous statistic we talked about, the fact that only 2% of people in your church will invite people this year, and combine that with the fact that 83% of unchurched people would attend if someone invited them, a friend invited them, it really is, it shows you where the problem lies. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people in our communities who are waiting to come to your church if the people in your church would just reach out and invite their friends. And so, you know, the operative word in this statement, when you look at the kind of study behind it, is friend. And so, you know, it's not people just wandering around in the neighborhood. It's not like people standing on, you know, the corner and handing out flyers. It's if a genuine friend, someone that they say is like, wow, they're a friend of mine, if they invited them to come, they would come to your church. And so again, it comes back to the same question. Growing churches that make an impact are churches that have figured out how to motivate their people to invite their friends. And so again, amazing opportunity for us as we think about this coming year.
Absolutely. All right. Small churches can grow.
So there's a misnomer, I think, or a myth in kind of the church world that only large churches grow. Now, obviously, if a large church is growing, it makes sense that those are the ones that are growing. But actually, there's this, again, a study in here by the Presbyterian Church USA, PCUSA, where they found that 40% of their fastest growing churches are actually churches of under 200 people. So small churches can grow. Churches of any size can grow. It's not simply a phenomenon of churches of 2,000-3,000 people. I think this is one of the things that for years we've kind of talked about at Unseminary, tried to debunk. We really at Unseminary, or in the kind of broader church, whatever you'd call this, market, community, we only seem to ever look at like half a dozen really, really big churches. But the reality of it is there are churches that for every listener that's listening and every church leader that's listening in today, there are churches your size that last year grew, and there are churches your size that this year are going to grow. The difference, we need to pull apart, what is the difference between those churches that are your size that are going to grow and those churches that are your size that aren't going to grow? And so again, it's not a matter of size. It's not a matter of you've got to be a big church to grow. It's this kind of a chicken and egg thing. You've got to be big for you in order to reach more people. That's not true. Churches of any size, including your size, can grow.
71% of clergy from growing churches read the Bible daily.
Yeah, so there's an interesting study that looked at kind of the personal life of church leaders in growing churches. And I think sometimes there's a little bit of shade that's thrown against church leaders in growing churches. And, I think sometimes there's this weird thing where, like, if a church is growing, people look at it suspiciously and say, oh, there must be something wrong there because, you know, it's reaching people there, because that clearly can't be
it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Exactly. Well, this is the irony of this is the state of the church in our community, that we are so used to churches not growing that when we see churches growing, we think there must be something wrong. And so actually, when you dig apart the personal faith journey of church leaders in growing churches, their personal faith by this one number, which is talks about reading Bible daily, 71% of church leaders in growing churches read their Bible daily. Well, that same study looked at the church leaders in declining churches and found that only 19% of church leaders in those churches read their Bible daily. The personal faith journey of a church leader within a church is a critical success factor. It's important. It only makes sense. We can only take people to places that we've been before. And so why is this important? If you're thinking this year about seeing your church grow, you've got to wrestle through and think about, how does my personal faith intersect with all of this? So again, personal faith is a key piece of this puzzle for sure.
This next point is great. Growing churches have engaged volunteers.
Yeah, so some church leaders are caught in a chicken and egg argument around the role of engaged volunteers and a growing church. The question goes something like this. Do growing churches attract more volunteers, or is it that churches that attract more churches are growing? And so as I've journeyed with hundreds of churches, not only through kind of interviews here on a seminary, but in the churches I've worked for, churches I've coached with, I'm convinced that First, churches attract volunteers and then they grow. So actually what comes first is you actually acquiring new people within your community to serve in your community. And so a part of this makes sense. The more people that you articulate the vision to and you get them signed into the mission, ultimately that's more people engaged in ultimately reaching out and inviting their friends. We know, going back to what we talked about earlier, the reason why churches grow is because people invite their friends. When someone goes from not volunteering to volunteering, that's a change mm-hmm. in their own personal life, which then drives them to want to talk about that with their friends, which ultimately is an invitation to their closest friends, which then drives growth. So, a key piece of this puzzle, and there's a lot we could talk about there, but a key piece of this puzzle is, how are you getting people engaged in actually serving in your community?
All right, our last point here, care and connection are key to church growth.
Yeah, so I know that it can be stylish as a church leader to think your job is simply to just preach the message or to cast vision of the future and then let other people, let the small people do the caring for the flock. Well, in fact, there's a lot of church leaders out there that resist the idea of being the shepherding type kind of leader. They really want to see themselves more as like a business leader or a CEO. But you know what we see time and time again in growing churches is that growing churches combine both a compelling vision, excellent communication, with a deep sense of care and community. You can't really just have all front door. You've got to also have back door. It can't be just all about, how are we getting people to come, but ultimately you've got to figure out ways to get them stick and stay. And so if you get inside some of the fastest growing churches in the country, what you'll see is those churches have a robust approach to seeing people get plugged in and stay connected for the long haul in the life of their church.
All right, Rich, as we wrap up, what else would you like to add to this?
Yeah, so coming up, like I said, at the end of the month, we've got this 3-part video series on church growth. And, really the question we're wondering is, are you looking for help to see your church grow more this year? Is your church not growing as quickly as you like? Are you wondering how your church could grow without compromising the message? Are you tired of your church not impacting as many people as you should? Well, this 3-part free video series is launching at the end of this month. And all you need to do, again, is you can just text 44, you can text to 44222, just text church growth to that, and we'll make sure you get plugged into that list. Or you can go over to this post and you'll see at the bottom, just click on that link and you can put in your email address there. We'll make sure we get you signed up for that 3-part video series. Super excited for that to launch. We've been working on it for a while and excited to roll this out with people in just a few weeks.
And best part, it's free.
And it's absolutely free. Come on, we're not even charging for it. It's amazing.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can see the full article and our other podcasts at unseminary.com.